You're listening to the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by the last gallon of lawnmower gas left in the can. Now, last gallon of lawnmower gas left in the can. It's fall. The grass isn't growing much anymore. So do you try to use it up? Do you pour it in the weeds? I wonder if it'll keep through the winter. Probably not. It's already pretty old. I mean, what are you going to do with it? That's the last gallon of lawnmower gas left in the can. Thank you. Available now in your garage. Good evening, folks. I'm Aaron Brown, and we are broadcasting live from Fortune Bay in Tower, Minnesota. Just up the road, or down the road, from Sudan Underground Mine. The Sudan Mine opened in 1882, first mine in Minnesota, eventually the deepest, and after the mine closed in the 1960s, it became a state park. Of course, people went up and down there to look at the mine. Well, in the 1980s, a century after the mine opened, scientists opened a laboratory in this empty space. It turned out that the remote location was good for something else. So we're going to find out more about that. We're going to turn to a retired teacher and former tour guide for the University of Minnesota's Underground Lab, Al Lipke, and UMD professor Alec Habig.
So, Al, why do you have a magnifying glass?
Well, I heard that the physics lab wasn't watching for neutrinos anymore, so I thought I'd use this to see if I could see them or not.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to work too well. Neutrinos are the smallest particles we know about. They're so small we can shoot them all the way through Wisconsin from Chicago and see them here. And so, we need something really big instead of a magnifying glass.
Yeah, okay. Well, what did you learn over the last 11 years about neutrinos?
Well, I watching them travel, we learn what happens as they move along. And if they go right through Wisconsin, they go through whatever you're trying to use to study them with, too. That's why they're so hard to study. But give them a long trip, and we can learn about them.
Okay, so I suppose you had maybe some graduate students and PhDs learn a little bit, too?
Yeah, the graduate students do all the real work. And over the years, 81 of them got their PhDs on this experiment from all around the world, yeah.
Cool. Okay, now how does this all help us as regular old citizens in Minnesota? How does this help us know more about neutrinos?
Well, I'd like to say warp drive and flying cars, but it's a little more removed than that. These neutrinos, they're small, but they're the most common particle in the universe aside from bits of light. And since they're so hard to study, they're the ones we know the least about. So we're trying to figure out what they're doing, a big chunk of the universe, and maybe our grandkids will have something useful to do with them, but we don't.
Now, I've heard a little bit about NOVA up there at Ash River. Are they doing the same thing, or are they doing something different?
Yeah, they're looking at the same beam as us from Chicago at a slightly different angle, a little further away, and with a new detector. And they're answering some of the questions that came up while we studied this neutrino beam with Minos at Sudan.
Okay. Now, anything new coming in there? Do you have any new ideas?
I think the radio show here does. Well, we don't have any plans right now. We're picking up the pieces, cleaning up our toys, and Minos and CDMS are moving out.
Yeah, I heard about CDMS. They stopped looking for dark matter, and I thought maybe I could use my flashlight to find some dark matter someplace.
That won't work any better than a magnifying glass.
It's
dark matter.
Okay, dark matter.
Dark, yeah. So. Well, you call it dark because it doesn't interact with light, so
dark. I tried. Yeah. Okay, anyway, I hear that CDMS is moving up to Sudbury, way up there to Canada.
Yeah, it's the nickel mine up in Sudbury is three times deeper than Sudan, and so they can take their experiment there, make it a little bigger and better, and let it sit for a long time and still not be disturbed by the cosmic rays, which eventually we'll filter down to Sudan, but take that much longer to filter down to snow.
Are we really sure that dark matter is out there someplace?
We know something's out there because we see stars and galaxies being pulled around by a lot of extra gravity that is made by stuff that's dark, so telescopes and magnifying glasses and flashlights don't see it. Yeah. But it could be particles that don't interact with that sort of stuff, and that's what they're looking for.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll take my magnifying glass and flashlight and go home.
Yeah, well, you can help us play with the other experiments up at Ash River and at Snow Lab and the new one we're having at in Homestake in South Dakota, which are all looking for these things. So.
Okay, thanks.
All right. That's Al Lipke and Alec Habig. Well, the mysteries of the universe are becoming clearer here in Tower, but one mystery I can't solve is how I'm watching my unemployed cousin haul out half our equipment for this HGTV show, and I guess we're going to find out what's going on there.